Hi, and welcome to Gary England's Last Storm. This is Mark.
And this is Dave.
And we're here to talk about the 129-116 victory over the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, we had a great game by our team as a team effort tonight. We had a lot of assists, a lot of steals tonight. It was just really a great all-around game for our guys.
It really was a great team effort and on a great road trip, probably one of the best road trips we've had in years.
Yeah, that was crazy. Three wins in a row, especially to the caliber of teams that we've won, the three wins to. This is a really great way to end the road trip.
Well, we're looking forward to getting back to Oklahoma City, and we have back-to-back games coming up, but we're going to talk about this awesome victory first. Thanks for joining us for Gary England's Last Storm.
I have no clue. I just know that we go into every game with the same mentality, fight, compete, play the right way, and play hard, and everything else will take care of itself. And four times out of five on this road trip came out the right way. And those are the things we pride ourselves on, and we're going to continue to do so every night, no matter it's home or away.
Well, the beginning of the game, SGA really made it clear that he was going to stay aggressive. He got up and under, and then he knocked down a three, and then he did a little dipsy-do and got another bucket. So he started out the game with seven straight points.
Yeah, it was really great to see him get aggressive and start aggressive like that. He set the tone for all the guys that obviously coach wanted us to drive to the hole and get the big guys in foul trouble early on.
Right, and then Baisley, who really had the matchup of the night guarding Kevin Durant, he stepped up and he knocked down a three, and then he got a big dunk. And that was all that he put in offensively for the night, but he really got it done on other spots too.
Yeah, his defense was a key for the night for our victory. He didn't put a lot of points up, but the 5 points that he did put up were really, really big for us.
Yeah, they were. And it just showed that they had to guard him, and he stayed aggressive the whole night. And he didn't get more points, but he never stopped looking for a shot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was great by him. It's great to see him have an off-scoring night, but be able to make plays in other areas during the game.
Absolutely. And then our Betts, Hill, and Horford, they took over for a couple of points each, and it was back to SGA. He hit a couple of free throws, and Roby stepped in, and he got some playing time, and he did something with his minutes.
Yeah, Roby, I feel like we talk about him every single time that he puts minutes in the game. This is another kid that was on the OKC Blue Thunder team last year, and I the G League, and you can tell that coach has a lot of confidence in him, putting him in the game and big opportunities for him to show that he deserves to play.
Right, and then Hami came in and immediately made an impact with energy by getting a bucket at the basket.
Yeah, like you said last night, we hope to see Hami play like this every single night. I think there's something special with Hami as far as when he plays in New York. And, again, having back-to-back 25-point games is really big for him.
Right, and he had a special game against the Knicks last game, and he definitely this game was out to prove that it wasn't just a one-game thing.
He was hustling all over the floor. It was really, really great to see, not just in the first half, not just the first quarter, but every single minute he played, he was everywhere on the floor. So this is a really big step up in the right direction for him.
Right. And after he got in and he made that play, then SGA was able to find Roby for a dunk. And so that combination, I haven't seen much of it before, but they're starting to look really strong.
Yeah, again, coach putting Roby in the game, expecting him to do something, and watching him and SGA connect there was really special. And I think that this is a great combination that coach should definitely be playing a lot more together.
Right. And then right after that, they called a timeout. And I noticed that Moose was right with Roby, and he was coaching him, and Roby was asking him about questions about defensive positioning. And it was really great to see Moose actively coaching, even though he was out for the game.
Yeah, and I felt like Roby was smart by going to him and asking him questions because he was playing the center position tonight, and I felt like he did played a position that he's not typically ready for, but he was out there asking questions to Mike. Mike was able to direct him, and like we saw, he made a lot of big plays in the short amount of minutes that he got.
He did. And then it was back to SGA, and he stepped in, and he had a finger roll, and then a three. So he had 5 points to close out the quarter. And in the first quarter, he was really cooking. He had 14 points.
Yeah, he was on fire. Like you said, he scored seven in a row in the beginning of the half, but he wasn't just making or scoring points. He was making assists, like you mentioned. He was getting rebounds. The first quarter was really an all-around big game for him.
Yeah, it was. And we were down 12, 29 to 41 at the end of the first quarter. So we knew we had to bring the energy in the second quarter, and that's where Hami stepped up. And right away, he came in, and he got a great bucket from an assist from Teo. It was right on the money. And then Hami came back and got a steal and was able to knock down two free throws. So he was already making a huge impact. And then the ball just bounced right into his hands with about 1 second left or 2 seconds left before the shot clock was about to expire. And he released it, and he was able to knock down another three, or a three, the second one on back-to-back games. So that was a really critical play right there. So he started out the quarter, actually, with 9 straight points.
Yeah, it's big when you have a young player step up like that, especially after a big night two nights before. So I felt like this was a really big play and a big 5 minutes of play where he went on a 9-0 run.
Right, and then he was able to make a great play for Roby, who got an N1 finish. And then after that, it was back to Hami for a big dunk from Teo.
Yeah, again, we're talking about Hami finishing above the rim, and I felt like I feel like this is something we're going to see a lot with throughout the season. Coach understands that he is more effective above the rim, so you see a lot of lobs that are thrown up to him, and also you see a lot of cuts to the hole to put him in a position to go up against their center.
And then Al Horford hit a really nice hook shot and then knocked down a free throw, knocked down another two, and then hit a three. So he went on a run where it was 8 straight points for Al. And then kind of a theme we started noticing was Baisley rose up for a block on KD.
Yeah, I felt like Baisley just did a really good job at slowing KD down. KD still ended the night with 36 points, but I felt like Baisley did a really good job at making every shot difficult for him.
Right, and then SGA got a dunk and an and-one, so he scored 5 quick points there. And then right before we went into halftime, Dort got off a layup. It was off of a steal. Hill threw the ball up for him, and then he was able to lay it in with half a second to go before halftime.
Yeah, again, that was a hustle play. You saw Dort deflect the ball. He didn't get a lot of credit for that deflection since he didn't get the steal, but he was down the court the second he touched it because he knew it was going to be a steal. And he was able to finish, and I felt like he got fouled. It should have been an and one to end the game, or end the half there.
All right, so going in to halftime, we were down 6 points, 57 to 63, and it was clear we needed to make some adjustments. The question was where we were going to do those. It was definitely clear right away that we were ready to make those adjustments.
Yeah, we started off the first half and we were shot 5 for 20 in three-pointers. That is not a good stat line. I felt like Coach got the guys in and he coached them up in the way that he does and told them to get to the hole, get back to the first quarter just like we were, and create the open shots. But let's not take three-pointers until we create those three-pointers for the open guys.
Here's what Isaiah Roby had to say about that.
No, I wouldn't say there's anything specific. Like, he's just a really good coach. He's got a lot of experience. He's got a lot of experience dealing with younger guys, I think. So he's just able to just kind of give us that guidance and give us that confidence. You know, I think he kind of thought that we were kind of going through the motions at first, not really attacking the other team. And he was like, you know, you guys got this. You guys got the talent. You guys got the you guys are skilled enough to go at these guys at this team. So he kind of just had to reinforce that. And then, you know, once that happened, we all just started playing free.
Start of the third quarter, we saw us getting a lot more penetration and kicking the ball out and trying to get a second or third penetration. And Hill was able to get to the bucket, get a nice basket, and then we were able to get Dort another three. So he's keeping that streak going.
Yeah, this is 9 games in a row for him. I feel like this is something that, like we talk about every night, we're going to see Dort hit one or two threes, maybe even three. But teams are really changing the defense. And if you watch tonight, you saw Dort hit two threes, but he was fouled on a third three, and he had three free throws. But that's what this would never happen last year. I felt like the way that the player got up underneath him proves that they believe that Dort's going to hit those threes, and the way that he was able to hit the three free throws when there was pressure like that was huge.
Right, and that tied the game at 74 when he hit those. And then Dort decided to just keep making impact, and he went out and he took a charge on KD, and then SGA got a bucket. Like you said, Dort hit a three, and then Dort was back at it. He got another charge on Allen.
Yeah, I mean, that was just incredible. We were down 3 points, and Dort, like, flipped a switch, and then all of a sudden we were up seven. And it was just amazing how quickly it happened. I really was just shocked at the pace that Dort was able to play and the way that Dort was able to make plays happen on five plays in a row. And it was just amazing.
Yeah, he really dominated the game on both ends and put us in a great position to win. And Hami was able to get a bucket, and then it was Roby's turn. And Roby stepped up and knocked down back-to-back threes.
Yeah, I love this kid. I love the way that he is playing. He hit those threes because DeAndre Jordan wouldn't come out and play him outside of the post. And I felt like the way that we were able to spread the floor out in the fourth quarter and the third quarter even, I felt like this was a big way of proving that we deserve to be looked at as a team that is not fucking around.
SGA got a big steal and then a dunk. And then he knocked down four free throws going into the fourth quarter to put us up. We're up 13 points, 94 to 81. It was clear that things were going our way.
Yeah, that was very fast. I had to stop and rewind a couple plays. The way that we were able to quickly get up the court, whether it was Bazley getting a rebound and sprinting up the court, we were putting out them at a complete disadvantage. And I really felt like the way that we were able to accelerate during that time is incredibly important.
Yeah, it was. There wasn't a lot going for us until Dort made it work for us. And then when it was going great. So going into the fourth quarter, Hami picked up where he left off and got a big dunk from Teo. And that was the real highlight dunk of the game.
Yeah, again, we're talking about Teo and Hami. I feel like this is a great little match duo. You know, Teo had a really great game off the bench. He didn't score a lot of points, but the way that he was able to impact the game by getting, I believe, five assists in the game was really big for a young player.
Right, and then Teo stepped up right after that and hit a three. It was back to Hami for two more, and then it was Poku's turn to hit a three.
Yeah, Poku shot a couple threes tonight. Again, this is somebody that a lot of people are really hard on, but we see a lot of potential in this kid, and I think that's why Coach plays him a lot, is because he also sees that potential, and I think this is something that we're going to consistently see. And when he starts getting more confidence in the NBA three-point line and the way that he doesn't have to do much except for stand there and wait for a pass to be, when he's open, is really big for him.
At that point, you know, things were really seeming good, and we were just trying to hang on to that lead. And so Hami went out and was able to get four more points, and things just seemed like nothing could go wrong. And then SGA went up for a layup, and his feet came out from underneath him, and he hit the floor so hard he bounced.
Yeah, that's scary, but luckily he seems pretty flexible, and he seems like he hit the ground hard, yes, but I don't feel like it was one of those things where I would be concerned about a concussion, which is a big thing.
Right, and he got up, and he knocked down those free throws, so he showed he was fine, and he finished the game with good energy, so it didn't seem like it had any lingering effects. At that point, Hill knocked down a two, and then Al hit a three, and then Hill hit a three. So we just kept coming, and that was the nice thing. I didn't notice that we stopped trying to attack offensively and just try to hold on the lead at any point of the game.
Yeah, our vets stepped up in a big way tonight in the fourth quarter when we needed them. I felt like Harford really did a good job at hitting down the open shot. He took a lot of shots, but he ended the game with 22 points, and I felt like he really played hard and hustled out there tonight.
And then KD came down the court, and he rose up for three, and Bazley rose up with him and was able to get the block, and it was clean, but they called a foul, and Bazley was adamant that he did not foul him, And it was nice because he didn't run to his coach saying, reverse it, you know, challenge it. But Coach Degnall really wanted to hear from Baisley himself, and he asked him, and Baisley was clear that he did not touch him. And so, you know, you texted me at that point saying that you thought that it might have been a foul, and I thought so too, but I wasn't sure. And when they checked it out, it was a clean block, which I've never seen KD get blocked on a three like that.
Yeah, I think that's what surprised me too, is we're talking about one of the elite superstars in the NBA, and the fact that Coach was able to put his trust in Baisley without even seeing the rewind on the big screen yet. He looked at Baisley and said, "Did you touch him?" And Baisley said, "No, Coach, I did not touch him." And you could see his lips. And the second he said that, he challenged him. It was like there is no like second guessing Baisley. And the second he did that, I wrote you and I was like, "Man, I feel like he's doing making a point to Baisley that, you know, this is not something you can really challenge." But Baisley was so adamant that he didn't touch him. I felt like Coach listening to him was a really big moment in the trust that he put in Baisley at that second. Here's what Coach had to say about that.
I mean, that's the reason I did it. You know, it's hard to get the replays on the road, and it's hard to get the replays in time. So once I saw the play, I knew it was close. I called Baze over, you know, and wanted to get the truth of what happened. And, you know, he did a great job of kind of composing himself, and, you know, he was upset about the call, and he did a great job of communicating it. But those two guys, that's why I did it.
Yeah, that's something I love seeing about Coach, is how much he trusts the young players. And I think when you trust a young player, a young person with responsibility, and they prove to be trustworthy, then you can give them more. And that's what Coach is looking for. Here's what SGA had to say about that.
Great coach, players coach, great communication. I always feel like we're on the same page. I feel like I can come to him with anything. And I hope he feels like he can come to me with anything. But yeah, I love playing for him. Fueled us a little bit at halftime for us to go out there and compete more and not let the game come to us. But yeah, great coach, great guy. I love playing for him.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I really loved how Coach was able to put his trust in those guys in the right situation. And I personally feel like this is a big moment for the Thunder, because instead of KD getting three throws, we went down and we scored a bucket right away. And we were able to get, at that point, a five-point turnaround that really started putting up what we were going to do the remainder of the game.
Yeah, you're right. Al got a bucket there. Then Dort got a bucket after that. SGA got a bucket. Then Hill hit a three. So we're getting support from all of our starters, really. You know, like Baisley getting that block. So all of our starters are contributing there. And then to finish off the game, SGA got another bucket. But really, we ended up winning 129-116. And it was just a fantastic game, a fantastic road trip. Everything about it was great. It was very, very exciting.
Yeah, it really was. I really was proud of the team, like we talked about earlier. The way that we were able to get 24 assists, we had 12 steals. We only had 10 turnovers, because I felt like George Hill's holding the ball to get a shot clock violation was okay, because, you know, it gave us 11 turnovers in the game, but really we only had 10. And I felt like that's really big for what we were trying to do and what Coach was trying to do. They had 17 turnovers, and we shot 94% from the free throw line, which I felt like is a big reason why we were able to pull this win off.
Right, we were able to hang on to it from the free throw line. We were able to handle their zone really well. We were able to find a way to, you know, penetrate their zone and kick the ball, find the open man, put their defense into scrambles, and really just keep the ball moving. It was a great effort by the team all around, and it was really great to see the starters be the leaders this game.
Yeah, and we can't underestimate that the Thunder in the second half, they shot 10 for 19 on three-pointers, which is better than 50%. After shooting 5 for 20. So this is, again, a really big way for the Thunder to prove that they are here to be talked about and they're not a joke. Tonight we had a huge game in the post tonight in the lane. We had 66 points. Here to talk about it is Coach.
You know, like we said, we're just trying to explore possessions to find the best shots we can. Shea was obviously able to get downhill tonight. You know, we pushed Al's button a couple times to get him a couple post-ups, just to give him some balance to his game. He's obviously done a great job popping for us. But you know, other than that, we're just trying to play with pace and open the floor up and then try to find the best shots, you know, whatever those are on a given night. Tonight that happened to be in the paint or at the rim.
Again, we talked about we shot 5 for 20 and three-pointers in the first half, and we shot 10 for 19 in the second half. Here's Coach talking about how it impacted the game in the second half.
I mean, obviously the game got dicey a little bit early, and, you know, I by no fault of anybody's, I just didn't think we had the best energy in the first quarter especially. And then we came out of halftime, we kind of committed to having a different level of energy on offense and on defense, and the guys did an unbelievable job. All 10 guys that touched the floor in the third did an unbelievable job of amping it up a little bit. And, you know, I thought that was the outcome, obviously.
Here to talk about his big game and how much he loves playing in New York is Hamidou Diallo.
I mean, just learning how to read the defense. I mean, still definitely a layer that I can improve on. And just knowing to take what the defense gives you. I mean, at times, sometimes it's a drive, sometimes it's a pull-up, sometimes it's a pass to an open teammate. And you just got to make those reads on a consistent basis and just keep getting better at it and just keep watching film. I mean, film has been a great thing for me. I mean, seeing different reads that teams are playing me in and knowing what to expect on a night-in and night-out basis. So I would just say, I mean, just playing at a pace and taking what the defense gives me. I mean, that's what it's about for me. I mean, that's what it's about. I mean, taking care of business on that end, and then everything else will come with it. I mean, some nights scoring won't be there. Some nights a lot of things won't be there, but that is something that I could bring on every night, and being able to take on that challenge. That's been a big goal of mine, and trying to put it on display each and every night that I'm willing to guard the best players and willing to make them make things tough for them. I mean, that's what it's all about, just making things tough. You can't stop every play in a game, but you can make things tough every play by just giving effort.
Thank you for listening to Gary England's Last Storm. This is Dave.
And this is Mark. We'll be back tomorrow with a pregame for the game against the Spurs.
Thunder up.